How you guys doing? All you dudes and dudettes. You're all out there. And tonight we have a great show for you. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. Last week I went to the Kremlin for a hearing in Russia. And I met with the board. There are some people in the city of Arcadia that are trying to steal my beds. Okay? They're literally trying to take my property. Okay? And so I'm a little pissed off. You know, the gang leader in Arcadia is a woman by the name of what is that woman's name? I always confuse Amber Rapieta, here I come. I want your beds and everything else. You can't do a show from Arcadia. Yes, I can. I'm doing it. And then we're going to talk about the women are marching all over America. Hundreds of thousands of women are marching because they want to outlaw abortions, because they think those fetuses are live. But as Dr. Susie explained a couple of weeks ago, actually life begins when you breathe, mm-hmm. not when your heart starts beating.
Right.
When you breathe, you got that? Okay. Mm. So when you hear, then they're live. Otherwise, they're not. Okay. And then we're going to talk about masks and surgeries and stuff like that. And then, so let me see here if I can read. I don't have my glasses. Yes, you have a personal choice to get a mask, to wear a mask, or to get a vaccination. You have the freedom. You don't really have the freedom to infect other people. 700,000 Americans dead. And freedom to infect is not a freedom, just so we get that right. Okay? And before I go any further, I'm going to turn the microphones over to Dr. Susie. Hi, Dr. Susie.
Hello, Captain Max.
And Mel is here, too. Just want to mention that.
And Mel is here. Hello, Mel.
Hi, Mel.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Susie. Hi.
Hell's Captain Mel's.
Max.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
Hell's Mel's.
With a sexy mask on.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
indeed.
A great mask.
Nice mask.
Yeah. Might as well, right?
And Unseen Abe.
Yeah.
Of course, we're all unseen tonight, except Captain Max. I'm unseen.
I am not unseen, and I'm wearing my new clothing line. It's called Ripped Sleeves.
Perfect for Halloween, werewolf style.
I
you're a beast.
Am naked, so I can't be seen.
Oh, she's naked, so she
I'm
can't
naked,
be seen.
So I can't be seen. But...
but I can be obscene.
I'm feeling kinky.
It's Kink Month.
It is. Happy Kink Month 2021.
Happy Kink Month, everybody.
Happy, happy, kinky, kinky.
Yes,
so
sir.
We're going to talk about kinky sex and kinky politics.
Yes.
And kinky bonobo love.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. And our throwback tonight is our very first Kink Month kickoff, which was in 2015 when I first heard about International Kink Month. I had never heard it before. And I heard it from Hercules Leotard. I have to give him credit, him and his leotard. And already that's sounding pretty kinky for some people. For some people, leotards are just a dance item. But for some people, they are kinky, like nylons or mm-hmm. tap shoes or stilettos or bondage.
Right, fishnets.
Bondage can be a great bonding experience. Kink can be therapeutic. I mean, kink can be a lot of things, which is why Kink Month is pretty exciting. But I had never heard about it, and I guess because they just invented it pretty much maybe the year before that. Stockroom did it, of course, in this capitalist world. It takes a merchant to invent something because they figured, hey, people are going to shop for Kink Month, which they do. Stockroom does have just amazing shackles and whips and paddles and masks, sexy masks, kinky masks are definitely an important part of Kink Month 2021.
That's for sure.
They do double duty for fun and safety.
Right.
Yes. What is a kink? The term comes from the idea of a bend. Like a kink in the road, it bends. And so kink has become a bend in sexual behavior, which kind of makes sense, as opposed to simply straight or vanilla. Kink can be a little taboo, or maybe a lot taboo. It ranges. Most fetishes would be considered kinky, but it's sort of a state of mind in a way. It's a feeling. A kink is often seen as a problem, like we have to work the kinks out. But kinks are not always problems. In fact, they're often pleasures. And sometimes a kink can even be a solution to a problem. Like you can't get over certain traumas, like we were talking about traumas of childhood.
Right.
Which we never really get over.
No, I don't think so.
And so we go to therapy. Hey, that's a great way to process it. We do yoga. We try to get into better relationships, all of that. But sometimes it's really just perfect to get kinky. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, 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 Captain Max.
Hey, hey, hey.
We celebrated Kink Month this morning. We kicked it off with some kinky orgasms.
Yeah.
Woo!
And we got a city board of codes that's very kinky. They're trying to take my beds away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, and this morning we did have our kinky sex in a bed.
And
we had been working all night, actually.
That's
it was
correct.
About 6 in the morning, and we decided we should kick off Kink Month, and fortunately, we had a bed here. So it worked out. Now, how kinky, you might ask? Well, when you're as old as us, it's all kinky.
It's all kinky.
Oh, wow.
And painful sometimes. Anyway, yes.
Well,
you're not taking my beds, okay?
Pleasurable,
get,
also.
Get that right.
We didn't have a lot of pain. It wasn't like a big pain scene, folks.
No, no.
Let's not. I mean, we are talking about kink.
Yeah. Actually.
You did bite me.
I
yes,
did bite
yes,
you, but
yes.
Not too hard.
Not too hard. And
it's kind of kinky. I'm an oral girl. I didn't bite any critical, dangerous
instruments.
Parts. No,
right.
I bit where it could take it. I like my adversaries to be strong enough to handle me.
Yeah, bite my nipple.
Yes. Actually, there was one point where I got a little too kinky with your nipple a few years ago, and I had to lay off.
Yeah.
Remember? So it could heal.
Because
you got to do that when you're kinky. Sometimes you go a little too far, and then you got to pull back, and you got to acknowledge your error.
I had forked.
Wow.
You thought I created another nipple for you.
Okay, that's a little too personal. Okay. Okay, so there we did that.
Is it? Morning. We've talked about it before on the air.
Yeah.
I think you're feeling very, very affected by the non-consensual kinky domination of the Politburo.
Those guys fell like a thing of dominoes, you know, when you put all the dominoes up, and then the first domino, you do that.
Yeah.
And then all the other dominoes fall down because they have no brain of their own.
It's also called lemmings. Going off the cliff.
Oh, going off the
cliff. They all go off the cliff together. Yeah. They follow each other off the cliff. And that is what these members of the Politburo did. And you could also say they circled the wagons.
Yes, yes.
Because
they circled the wagons.
One of their own had made these charges that kept changing over the years, actually.
It's just one charge after another. And then, of course, the newspapers got it right. They're trying to shut this down.
Yes.
They don't like this kind of radio in Arcadia.
Because I am a
sex therapist
and a sexologist. Okay. Sexologist meaning that I talk about sex on the show and study it.
Correct.
And research it and present the research. And sex therapist meaning that I help other people, maybe you, maybe me, with sex and how to handle it. But no, I don't have a bunch of people here giving massages or lap dances or even lingerie shows. None of that. I mean, I have had lingerie shows,
The only thing,
but not lately.
Not lately.
Not here. Not. It's funny because we don't have that. And it's funny because that's what they accused us of to begin with. And then they knew that couldn't stick. They also accused us of having a hotel, an Airbnb.
Was a hotel. Then we had to build parking lots on top and parking lots underneath. And they had all kinds. And then we couldn't park the limousine there. And then we couldn't park that there. And endless until the beds.
The beds.
The beds. By the way, those are very famous beds.
Yes.
They've been with us for some 30 years. Okay, and so you guys over there at the City Hall, those are my beds, okay? And you ain't taking them away.
I do a show called
Bedside Chats. Hello.
And for many years, I've been known as the lady in the bed.
Or the lady in the
I'm
hat.
Known
and
as
the lady
different
in the
things.
Bed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The lady in the hat. They called me larger than life in the Pasadena Star News and the LA Daily News.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I'm only 5'3", but I project perhaps a bit of a larger than life and a wilder than even anything you can imagine image.
I just want to clarify one thing for these dumbkoffs.
Dumbkoffs. Of the Politburo.
Of the Politburo. These are my beds, just so you get it straight.
Right.
We paid for them. They're part of our set, okay? And yes, sometimes people sleep on them. That's what beds are for.
Yeah, they relax.
Right, they relax.
And have sex, by the way.
And you want to be my interior decorator? Before you want to be my, look at your storage room and see how cool and nice it is. Now, tonight, right now, go take a look. It's infested with dirt. Yeah.
I think it was funny that they said that because we had a guitar in one of the rooms.
Oh, that was...
That was a problem.
Major evidence that in a studio, you could find a guitar. Can you imagine?
They just kept shifting their accusations. Yeah,
they're shifty.
First, it was all the parking spaces.
Right.
We needed 10 more parking spaces. Then it changed to you can't do radio. You can't podcast.
That was the first
24/7.
That's the first thing.
Okay, that was the first thing.
First thing they said is, what do you do? I said, we do radio. And, oh, no, you can't do radio here. But it's a podcast. There's no, they were asking about how big the tower was going to be on top. Hello, it's 2021. There's
just
no tower.
Doing a podcast like everybody else. And we predicted back when we were on regular radio, We said soon everyone's going to have their own radio show. Mm-hmm. We didn't quite know how, but obviously we were right.
Yeah.
And everyone does. And it's no big deal. You do it from your bathroom.
I'm sure that some of these guys, these people and their kids are podcasting or doing something right here in Arcadia, right in their rooms, right
yeah.
in their house.
Members of the Politburo, are you listening? Do what? You know what your teenagers are doing in the bathroom? They are podcasting without a license. So,
Amber, you're the gang
Amber,
leader.
Amber, we should get the guitarist to compose an ode to Amber.
Don't take my beds, cause I gotta sleep. Take my beds, cause I paid for them.
Yeah, and one of the Politburo actually managed to insert his sympathy.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and
thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much. But I'm going to have to go with my fellow lemmings off the cliff. Excuse me. Circle the wagons. And yes.
Let me add another thing. I'm going to, how old am I going to be? 79, right?
No, I think 8.
78. Okay. 78. So I'm an elder. So I think this is elder abuse.
Definitely, okay. Because I was speaking to them about one of the reasons that we have a bed for ourselves is that you are a cancer survivor and a heart surgery survivor.
Correct.
And I am a pneumonia survivor. I don't know if that counts.
And I have to do
everybody's getting pneumonia these days. But seriously, you have to lie down.
Yeah, and you have to do some medical things that is really not good to do on the floor. Mm-hmm. Or on the couch where everybody farts on it. You have to have your own bed.
Yeah.
And that's my bed. And that's where I stay alive. That's where I take care of myself. And my wife takes care of herself. So, you know, FDR Radio. Fuck the rich, fuck you. As Al Goldstein would say.
Pure brew.
Pure brew.
Says... Oh, is this the Kink Channel on Reddit?
Darn right.
That's right. Happy Kink Month 2021. October is Kink Month. And kink should always be consensual. And I tell you, this Politburo of the city zoning inspectors is kinky without being consensual. You could see the way they were all looking down at us from their high, high podium above everyone, that they were relishing their dominant position.
Did you notice that my accuser...
Fascist.
Very fascist. When I turned to her and pointed to her, I said, did I ever keep you from coming into this office building? And she wouldn't answer.
Because we never did. No, we never kept them from coming
correct.
In. And
that's
one
correct.
Of the bases for their warrant to inspect was that we had prevented them from coming in.
That's correct. They wanted to surprise us to see who was on those beds.
That was the other thing, surprise. The first thing was that we hadn't allowed them in. So that was a lie because we had allowed them in.
Every time, except for once in the beginning because I wasn't here and we just moved in.
That wasn't a not allowing. That was just saying in a little bit, Max will be here.
Here.
And then
wait.
You can come in.
Yeah, then you can come in. That's it. But you have never been denied entry, so you perjured yourself. You perjured yourself. You lied along with the firewoman.
Ooh.
You lied as city employees. That's shameful.
Sure.
If I lie, it's okay. But for you to fucking lie, no way. Okay? That's why we pay you $120,000 a year.
Wow.
Yeah. Amber makes $120,000 a year.
That's more than the executive head of Toyota makes in Japan.
Okay, so Gabe from Reddit wants to talk about sock jobs.
Sock jobs? Is that a kink?
Maybe.
Now, does he mean like a regular sock or a nylon stocking?
Or sniff a sock?
Perhaps a condom could be considered a sock.
Right.
A condom is a sock.
That's a sock. That's for big
And
dicks.
So some guys are kinky about condoms. They really like condoms. Yeah. I mean, most don't like condoms. But that's the funny thing about kink, is that you often get excited about something that most people don't even like.
Right.
Such as pain.
Right.
Or restraint.
Ah.
Right. That's why bondage and spanking are common kinks.
Yeah, we're gonna have.
It sounds like we have a caller.
We have a
Is
caller.
Is that what's going
caller.
On?
As caller. I,
all kinds of things are going
also,
on
Also, if someone, a modern guy, that knows how to use a phone for what it's used, to call people.
Now, speaking of non-consensual kinky domination. I want to talk about Julian Assange.
Ah, that's an amazing story.
Who is being kept in bondage very much against his will and against the will of most people. But under the will of the U.S. government and the poodle government of the U.K., where he's kept in Belmarsh prison. And this is very non-consensual.
Yes.
And not only that, we've been talking about him for years because he's been on the run and then, of course, imprisoned and now fighting extradition to the U.S. And it's just been revealed that the CIA, under Trump, led by Caesar Mike Pompeo, repeatedly and seriously discussed extrajudicially kidnapping and, yes, assassinating WikiLeaks publisher Julian Assange. And really, I hear we have a caller, so we'll talk about this in a little while. The mind boggles at the ethical depths that the American oligarchy will dive down to. Under the Trump administration, it certainly dived way down. And here's where it dived down. They actually role-played, speaking of kink, I think they got off on this. They role-played assassinating him in different scenarios, like if the Russians were going to squirrel him away in a cab, they would stage a car crash. And maybe they would also poison him through sending bad food into the Ecuador embassy.
Bad food,
or
yes.
Maybe they just shoot him. All these different horrific scenarios. Talk about non-consensual kink.
All right, so before you guys talk about it, we got a phone caller.
Yeah,
his name is Gabe.
He wants to talk about consensual kink.
Yeah, we know.
Okay.
We know.
What do
All
we
right,
know?
So
I don't know.
That we have a caller.
Okay.
So
I don't know what he wants to talk
we'll
about.
We'll be right with sock.
Sock jocks.
Oh, the sock jocks.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
From
okay.
a minute ago. Okay. Yeah.
Here we go to sock jobs. Gotcha. Gabe, are you there?
Hi. Yes.
How's it going?
Good.
Happy Kink Month.
You too.
So, tell us what's on your mind. We hear it's got something to do with sock jobs, but we would like to hear it in your words.
I just want to know and try to have the best one.
You want to know if you have the best one?
Or how to have a good one.
How to have a good
sock?
Sock job?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So, of course, if you're going to have a sock job, you should have the best that can be had. Living your best life is having your best sock job. Have you had a sock job recently?
Yes.
How was it?
Not that good.
Not that good.
Not that good.
All right. Well, you got a ways to go, but something to look forward to is having at least a decent sock job.
sure.
I'm a little older, so I don't know what this sock jog
sock
is.
Sock it to me.
Oh, you want to get...
Or put a sock on it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that's the condom, right?
Yeah.
We're kind of debating as to what type of socks you are referring to.
Yeah.
And then we know what kind of job.
Tube socks?
Tube socks.
Mm.
So you stick your cock in a sock? Is that it? For pleasure?
That, and she wears them, and I do her feet.
She wears them? Your girlfriend?
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
And she has tube socks on her feet, and then she gives you a foot job with the socks
yes.
on.
Oh,
I see.
Okay.
Okay, now I got it.
I thought somebody was hitting you, and yeah, I got all confused.
Sock job. Actually,
sock job,
we are totally
right.
familiar with that.
I remember
it's just
those.
That we have never called them sock jobs.
Right.
We've
yeah.
called them foot jobs
oh.
with
right.
socks on. But
oh.
you are.
I like that. I like that.
Helping us out.
So,
yes.
What is his name again? Sorry.
Gabe.
Hey, Gabe. Gabe.
Yes.
Since you called, I'm going to give you a gift, okay? So if you want to get a T-shirt, or I don't know yet what I'm going to give you.
Socks, I think.
Definitely should give.
Probably we should
maybe
have
we don't have socks.
Some socks. Well, we should get some, and then we'll send them
right.
to Gabe.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to send you some beautiful socks.
Yes,
okay?
Absolutely.
So when you hang up, talk to the person. How does he do that? Or call back and tell them who you are. And you're calling about your socks. You want
okay.
to get your socks,
and
okay?
And he can give us
and then
his
I will
information.
We will send you two beautiful socks.
Two is good to have.
Yeah, two is good to have, yes.
Right.
Yes.
I imagine that you could have a sock job with one sock and one bare foot. So
yeah.
let's get back to having the best sock job, because now that I know what we're talking about, I might be a little bit helpful. First of all, are the socks the critical thing? Does she also do foot jobs with you that are pretty good?
No, I just like socks.
You just want the socks.
Want socks. Right,
okay,
right.
See, the foot has a certain friction of its own that a sock doesn't have. So it's a little bit more difficult. On the other hand, there's no lube. I guess you don't like to use lube anyway.
Yeah.
You're not really a lube user. Because you certainly should not use lube when doing a sock job.
Right, though. It's very sticky.
And
all right.
Does she, this woman, is this your girlfriend?
Yes.
Yes?
Not your wife.
Yes. Girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay. And does she have many fine qualities besides her inability to do the ultimate sock job?
Yes.
Okay. And does she want to work on her sock job skills?
Yes.
Okay. Well, a lot of it has to do with the arch of the foot. She could certainly practice on a dildo. She should practice a little. It is a skill. A lot of foot fetish stuff, you just kind of lay there, let somebody kiss your feet. It's easy. Walking on someone's back, not so easy. But still, the other person has to do most of the work of tolerating you walking on their back.
Hey.
Walking in high heels itself is not so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a foot fetish activity. But I would certainly say that foot job, let alone sock job, is right up there with the almost gymnastic skills of kink.
Can I ask you guys, how many of you guys out there like sock jobs?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
Or have even had one.
Right.
The only sock job I ever had...
You had one?
Yes, I had one. So I was going to Italy when my mother and father divorced.
Yes.
And I was on a ship, the Christopher Columbus, beautiful Italian ship. And at the end of the, by the way, I won for rock and roll dancing.
I'm not surprised.
In the newspaper.
<Da-da-da-da>.
Right. So this guy comes up to me, which I talked to and so forth, and he was from India.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Mickey, it was very nice meeting you, and I'd like to give you a gift that you could remember me by.
Mm.
And he goes in his pocket and he pulls out a pair of socks. Used wow. socks.
Right, wow. right, right, right.
Rolled. He says,
this is a true story.
Yeah.
Wait.
Here, take these so you remember me.
Oh, wow.
I said, I certainly
wow.
will.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. I thought it was wonderful. I thought, you know, how nice of this. You
what
know,
did you do with the socks?
Yeah.
That's a whole sock job.
Yeah. Now, you see, Gabe would have put them on his girlfriend.
Okay, yeah.
And maybe seen if she could do the sock job. The tube yeah. socks do make sense, mm-hmm. although I have also heard of this type of activity being done with nylon stockings.
Right.
Have you tried that with her?
Yeah.
Have you tried her in other footwear? Do you only like the tube socks, Gabe?
Only the tubes.
Have you had it done where it's really the ultimate before you were with your girlfriend? You seem to speak like a man of experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who did it for you?
It was a good friend.
A good friend, but not a girlfriend.
Mm-mm.
And do you mind if I ask how old you were when she did it?
I was 18.
18, mm-hmm. Okay, so you were pretty young. How old are you now? You don't sound like you're middle-aged. Are you in your 20s?
I'm 21.
21, mm-hmm. Okay.
What so, part of the country are you in?
California.
Oh, California. Nice. Okay, hi. We're
well,
from
you
California
must be cool.
Also.
As
we're
long
cool,
as you're not
man.
From Huntington
yeah.
Beach.
No. Yeah.
I'm just kidding about it. I love
yeah,
Huntington
love
Beach.
We love Huntington Beach.
Oh, totally. Oh, wow.
But you just don't like the Nazis there.
No. I'm not a Nazi, right, Gabe?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Although
no.
Nazis were into some kinky stuff, let me tell you. All
yeah.
kinds of kinky stuff.
Yeah.
Mostly non-consensual.
Yeah, okay. barbecue.
Gabe is into consensual sock jobs.
No,
and
no, absolutely.
Perhaps some of it has to do with just Same. This friend mm-hmm. and how she did it.
That's
and
very nice.
It's kind of nice to have something so profound done for you mm. and you just accepting this almost mystical kink experience, and yet it kind of spoils you in a way, maybe, unless
yeah.
you take the bull by the horn, so to speak. But yes, you feel that. You feel that she spoiled you a little bit. She did such a good
mm-hmm.
foot job or sock job.
Sock job.
Yes.
Sock.
Well, it's a variation of a foot job,
right.
a sock job.
Sock.
Really,
it's
a cross between the sock and the foot. The foot has to do the work. The sock is just hanging there on the foot.
Yes.
Was this a dancer? I kind of feel like a ballerina
mm.
who does arch her foot a lot would do the best
That's
sock it. Job, really. Anyway, my advice to you, because I can tell my team here is going to be changing the subject any moment.
Any
because
moment.
We have had enough of sock jobs ourselves. And so because it is so particular and your girlfriend has other fine qualities, I would say you should encourage her. Be like a cheerleader with her. When you have a kink that is a little unusual, you really have to be a cheerleader, I think, with your partners.
Mm-hmm.
It's kismet that this friend of yours did this amazing sock job. And that is what often happens to us when we're young, if we're kind of good looking and charming and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen. People do
yeah.
things and
mm-hmm.
hopefully
they give
it's all legal
yeah.
and
stuff.
Consensual, not mm-hmm. non-consensual.
Yeah, yes.
So it worked out for you in a way, but in another way, and this is a subtle way, and this is not a way that you can stop in life. You just have to roll with it. Is these first experiences that are so wonderful kind of spoil you. Just like first experiences that are terrible also traumatize you in a different way. First experiences are kind of crazy, especially in our kind of sex negative, kink confused society. So you're pretty cool, Gabe, because at least you're doing it with somebody else. And that is cool. At least you're not keeping it to yourself.
Yeah.
And you're lucky that you found someone that's trying.
Yeah.
So just be more of a coach and a cheerleader for what you want. And maybe she'll get the hang of it.
Okay. And don't forget.
And you try it too. Try curving your foot like that. See how easy it is. And maybe you'll have some empathy. I know. Empathy is not exactly a turn on. Sometimes, but it does pay when you're in a relationship. Go ahead.
Maybe I can guide her.
Guide her. Yes, that's what I'm saying. As a coach, guide her. Tell her what feels good. Mostly be positive, not negative. And yet, if she really does the wrong thing, you got to say, "Oh, not that," in some cute way. And then really encourage the positive. When she's got that curve right, when she's got that sock job jobbing along, you go, yeah, baby, you got it. You got it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just grab her feet and show it.
Well, yeah, but don't grab them too hard. Don't be too nasty. Don't be too aggressive now.
No.
Hold her feet and show her.
Hold them and guide them.
Guide them, right. Right, exactly. We don't want to get too grabby, even with our significant others. Of course, I'm the one that bit his nipple so hard. He almost got two nipples. So I myself need to learn that lesson, too. Sometimes our passions make us aggressive, and we are like animals, hungry. And we just need to remember there's a real human being with us and try to help them along in terms of pleasing us, and also we should be pleasing them. All right, so let me know what happens when you try this and put yourself on with our receptionist so that you can get those free
fuzzy socks.
FDR socks.
Okay?
All right.
Okay,
you
darling.
Take care.
You take care.
Say hi to your girlfriend for me.
All right, happy Kink Month, and have a special Kink Month sock job.
That's pretty cool, sock job. Okay.
He did sound perkier as we wound up.
Well, he got more comfortable because we didn't do a Howard Stern on him or
a radio show.
What, you fucking pervert?
Yeah.
What? You know, that's what they do.
That's what they do.
We love you.
And on the other hand, we aren't too clinical. So we're somewhere in between. That's why they have a hard time understanding
with us.
Because we're not this kind of Howard sperm. Although, let's say, between him and Joe Rogan, when it comes to COVID, I'm on the spermy side, not the Rogaine side. Because obviously the Rogaine ain't
working. His hair failed.
Exactly. But anyway, Gabe was so shy in the beginning, but then he warmed up and was very cool. And seems like he is going to develop this. And he must have developed it to some extent, because some people, they experience something when they're young and it really has a profound effect upon their sexuality, for better or for worse. And they don't do anything about it. They don't go anywhere with it. They're embarrassed about it. And so they marry someone that doesn't even know about it. And then they wonder what to do. I got this kink. And this is where kink positive therapy comes in. We're not really doing it on a radio show. Yeah. We're helping them a little bit. It's a tip, a kink tip.
Yeah. Right. What is her name over there?
What's whose name over where?
I always forget her first name. Not Amy.
Amber.
I hope you're listening, because you can learn a lot about your marriage. Okay. Put the socks on, do the thing.
Amber, you don't have to get a sock job.
No, of course not. Absolutely.
It's actually pretty difficult. I gave you a foot job.
Yes.
And it's on our foot fetish video. a moment of it. Because I must admit, my foot job was not the greatest, but it was okay.
But your head job was good.
My head job was really good. Yes.
Made up for it.
Yes. Actually, you gave the head job.
Oh, I gave the head job.
Yes.
What are we talking about here, folks?
Sat behind your head to have an orgasm.
Right.
It was beautiful. We're talking about kink.
Who is that on my head?
Oh. And it's kink month, of course, because it's October. And it climaxes with Halloween.
Woohoo.
So, you know, you fly through the air. You let your freak flag fly. And it's a time to encourage kinksters in and out of closets around the world to release your kinky inner bonobo, because bonobos can be kind of kinky. Mm. You watch them enough. They're playing with the grass and the rubber balls at the zoo and the branches in the wild, just like their sex toys. And they do swatting and spanking, and then they have sex. And they certainly have a foot fetish. They play with the feet a lot. So it's a very organic thing, this kink thing that we do, we humans. Very organic. Yes.
That's fun. I'm having fun. I'm having fun. That's all. That's it.
Okay.
You know, the pursuit of happiness, the pursuit of knowing that you're not on the main road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you're parallel, but you're not on the main road.
Right.
Right.
You know, right? This road, everybody's going to die. This road, everybody's going to die.
We're on El Camino del Bonobo.
Yeah.
Yeah. El Camino del Bonobo.
The Bonobo way.
Oh, yes. Right. Yes.
And Espanol with my terrible Texas accent. Or I don't know. I guess it's a Philadelphia accent. Or a California accent. Mm. Pew Go Pew is drinking Corona too.
Wow.
And Tiger Man McCool is drinking MGD.
And it's not provided by them because they'd be scared to be on a program like this that you listen to. Can you imagine? They think that this program, they can't put ads on there. Come on. Anyway, cheers.
Cheers.
Salute.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. There you go.
Skull. So, can I get back to Julian Assange?
Yeah.
It would be ridiculous if it wasn't tragic that this publisher is in prison and that our CIA under Trump, led by Mike Pompeo, the pompous... He really seems like he should have been
a
pompous Roman senator.
He is a stain on the many stains already on Italy.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dirty.
Yeah, he's all stained. Poop stains. Cum stains.
Ooh. All kinds.
Go ahead.
Blood stains.
Lots
I don't
of blood
mind
stains.
The cum stains, and the cum poop stains will keep away from me. But the blood stains.
Did he came on himself? He came? Didn't he have sperm on him?
I wasn't going that far.
I misunderstood.
Trying to think of where it came from.
What do I know?
Right. So what I'm thinking about is how they role-played these assassination scenarios. And, of course, that is a dirty word, right? Assassination.
Assassination, yes.
Because
that is,
it is technically illegal.
That is correct also.
That it was made illegal by President Gerald Ford.
Ah.
And ever since then, presidents have been doing it.
Assassinating people.
Yeah, we go to other countries usually to assassinate their leaders that we don't like.
Yeah. You know, does that Putin does that?
Might have happened in Haiti a little while ago. We're not sure what happened there.
Well, they were trained by American forces.
We know they were trained, but were they also commanded?
Well, let me just say, I don't think they had the money. So somebody had to pay for it.
Who paid for it, right?
That's a big operation. So somewhere is some right-wing billionaire millionaire who is funding this kind of violence.
Yep.
And speaking of horrible violence, of which there's so much, but this is the anniversary of the assassination of Jamal Khashoggi
by the Saudi
king,
government.
The MBS, the sheikh there, the young
yeah, yeah,
one.
Yeah, 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 the guy, the young guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With our blessing.
Well, I'm sure.
Well, not mine, and not yours. But Trump's.
All I have is ketchup.
And America's, because we found even more evidence that they did it, and Biden didn't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I support Biden's infrastructure plan and all that crap. But, I mean, it's good crap. We should have that. We need that. We need more than that.
All it is a redistribution of money.
Right, but I'm not for the keeping Assange in prison. Okay?
Oh, no, absolutely
because
not.
Because the assassination that has been proposed by the Trump administration was, of course, the bloody kind. But the assassination that is going on right now is the quiet kind, where they're keeping him in this high security prison because he's so dangerous. He's a publisher.
Remember,
he's a frail guy.
I think that's what Arcadia is trying to do to us.
You know, I'm grateful that we're not in a high security prison or any prison. We're here, we're free. We are blessed in so many ways, and I'm so grateful for that. But yes, they are doing the same
low-level
torture.
High for forget the words.
assassination.
And trying to assassinate our
character.
Character?
Also,
character?
Yes. They tried that. That didn't go too well.
No.
They tried to say that we were somehow running a
some kind
den
of
whores or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But they couldn't do that. That didn't work. They also tried to say we were running a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
That
we
sounded kind of fun. They said it was an Airbnb, and then that sounded like, meh. But they kept going back and forth, and the parking spaces. They
just
wanted to torture us.
The sign on the front that said radio.
We were not allowed to have a sign on the front that said radio.
Wow.
Radio is a dirty word, like assassination.
Yeah.
Also because they said we could not broadcast from our offices. Now, everybody listen, because you're all doing a podcast. These people, okay, that are on this board.
They're bored.
These people, they're sure bored.
Well,
they have nothing
to
do. They get paid $120,000, and then they want to tell you, you can't do a podcast from your office. Can you? Hello. Do you guys have a lawyer? I mean, what? What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, if people want to know what the fuck they're talking about, actually, we are going to be posting our response to the article that was posted on the Pasadena Star News and the LA Daily News, probably picked up other places, but that's where it is. It's a pretty good article. It is
mostly
honest. It's not gravely dishonest. They are gravely dishonest, the coders.
They're not coders.
They're zoners.
These are zoners.
The Politburo.
They are zoned out.
They are
worried that we have an office, listen carefully now, with 14 bathrooms.
Because they're already here.
Wow.
Yeah, we didn't install
them.
Yeah, they're expensive. I don't have that kind of money.
And 10 showers.
And we have a very homey atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. They were already here. You know? And it's funny how they're debating whether or not we're allowed to have a kitchen.
Right.
When we moved in here, and it's a huge kitchen that is here. are they trying to say that we are not allowed to use the kitchen? Well, they were debating that.
Yeah,
then I think they decided we could have a small kitchen. Hey, Politburo, it's a huge kitchen.
Kitchen. That's right. I may build a second floor to it.
More bathrooms. Can't use
more
the bathroom.
Bathrooms.
You can't use
but
the bathroom.
Funny thing is we're not building anything.
Yeah, no.
And that's what they're in charge of are building code violations. We're not even doing any building. They wanted us to build parking spaces. Then they realized there was no place to build them.
Well, there was underneath the building. Or I said to them, how about the structure right on top of the building?
It's a sloped roof.
Yeah.
That's not going to work well.
And no, and then she looked at me. And she said, are you kidding? You're not doing that. We're not going to get an exemption. We're not doing any of that. We're just going to keep $700 of your money. Just
actually, they kept $500, I think.
They kept $500. Yeah,
they
okay,
returned $700.
For what?
Yeah,
for, what?
For processing.
Processing,
oh, processing
something that they canceled.
Somebody's insulting me.
Hello?
Oh, Tiger somebody. Man McCool says I sound like Dr. Laura.
Dr. Laura.
I am the anti-Laura. So
don't you read
don't it? Listen.
Look it up.
Please, go somewhere else. If you like Dr. Laura, this is not for you.
No.
And if you don't like Dr. Laura, I am not Dr. Laura. And you obviously are purposely insulting me by saying sounds like Dr. Laura. So get lost, Tiger Man McCool. Right.
And also, I'm Dr. Laura. And I'm talking to you from way far away. And you have to quit doing what you're doing and go home. And repent.
Okay, speaking of repenting, let me insert a little story here.
Tell us.
Absolutely.
Because the women's marches have been all over the USA today. Right? And they've been very successful in terms of a big turnout and a lot of women that look good. And they are, of course, very much opposing the attempt to overthrow our right to choose an abortion when we need one. We people that can get pregnant. And that includes all kinds of people, mostly women, but there are other genders such as trans men who can get pregnant. And might not want to have a baby and shouldn't be made to, shouldn't be forced. This is a non-consensual kink on the part of what I've called the Texas Taliban. No insult to the Taliban, although, hey, I'm not a fan of the Taliban.
Yeah, but learn to be nice, guys.
They're trying to control women. That's
right.
What it's all about. You guys don't care about life. And as George Carlin said, once they're born, they're on their own.
Dang.
You're only concerned about the pre-born.
And no state aid of any kind.
Certainly not for preschool.
Right.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, no. That's communism. That's that's socialism. Imagine that somebody pays for your education so that you can give back. Can you imagine?
In Europe, abortions are paid for by most of the governments.
Absolutely.
Up to a certain amount of time, but a reasonable amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Not 6 weeks. Most women don't know they're pregnant in that amount of time.
Well, yeah.
There's a funny sign at the Women's March in Texas, where viruses have more rights than women.
Women. They can reproduce or not.
They have lots of reproductive rights. And women don't. At least that's the way it is now. I wonder if anybody sued anybody over this. But
It's now before the federal court.
Okay, so we're going to see this unfold.
All the liberals now and all the women and all of us and all you eggheads and all you fucked up people who you're always like fighting. All this is going on with this $3 trillion is a redistribution of wealth. Actually, that's what community is all about, sharing.
Right.
Isn't it? That's what it's about.
That's the bonobo way.
And we're going to have a lot of debt. A lot of debt. Mm. But then, let's just forget that. We already have debt.
And they keep cutting taxes.
And they keep cutting taxes, and we spent hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
On the military.
On the military.
Billions of dollars.
Billions.
The most socialistic,
communistic organization in America.
But destructive to human beings and animals and the environment. The worst polluter in terms of climate change.
Wow.
Anyway, back to Texas. Because, of course, some Texans say that they want to make abortion illegal because that's what's in the Bible. But the Bible does say that life begins at breath. And I talked about that a few shows ago.
Well, if you don't have breath, I think you're dead. No, right?
This is if you read the Bible like I read the Bible, like it's a piece of literature. It does say that it begins at breath. And until something can breathe on their own, it is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a human. And it's part of the mother. It's a value, but it's not human. It's not a separate human. It belongs to the mother.
It could be an economic tragedy for the mother.
It could be.
Yeah.
Yes. Could be a lot of things.
And, you know.
But it is for the mother. But anyway, in Texas, some news that came out this week in the Bible Belt of Texas. And the whole Bible pants, I guess, is the whole place. You know, it's not just a belt.
Bible socks.
And socks, too.
There's socks and right. stinky put underwear.
On. Put them on.
Oh, yeah. So there's this Bible thumper. You know, probably wearing stinky socks. And he has been reading the Bible. That's what people have seen him do all over his little Texas town.
Yeah.
And he's been quietly killing people. And he calls it sacrifices that he is commanded to do by the Bible.
Mm.
Hello.
Wow.
Well, hey, here's what I have to say. There are sacrifices in the Bible. You're not supposed to do a human sacrifice. Although God does command Abraham.
Oh, yeah.
Unseen Abraham. Abe. God sees you. God sees you, and
your
he commands you
everything
to sacrifice
you
your son Isaac.
Right.
And you better do it until he says, just kidding.
Yeah.
But you never know. And that's why Abraham had a heart attack, and Isaac was forever traumatized because he thought he was going to die. His father held up the knife to his throat until God stopped him. Mm-hmm. Just as a joke, he said, no, I just wanted to test your faith in
right.
me if you'd kill your only
gotcha.
Child. The Bible's full of that stuff. Mm. It's full of crazy, interesting stuff. Interesting, I grant you. It is very, very interesting. Like Greek myths mm-hmm. are interesting. And lots of lessons. But if you take it literally, you start sacrificing people in your hotel room. Wow. Yikes. Mm. It's not supposed to be taken literally. SFTEXP says, most news now is hyperbole and clickbait. Very little to do with our lives.
That's why we're here.
All right. Well, I hope
we
you
FDR
agree that
radio.
We are about the important things.
On the air 24 hours a day.
Well, he also says these oppressive laws will force people to rally and make them create a constitutional amendment. Consider it the fuel for the fire. Well, that's a positive way to look at it, S-F-T-E-X-P.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The only thing, when you open up the Constitution, there could be some problems because other people might want to put stuff in there or take stuff away.
Oh, you bet they will or want to.
Yeah. Oh, certainly want
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Want to tear it up. Yes. Totally, you know.
The Constitution was written by patriarchal slaveholders. Hmm. A bunch of rich dudes.
Right.
Landowners. That's who wrote the Constitution. That's yeah. who it was for. Yeah. Those are the free people. Those are the people that are supposed to be pursuing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Which is,
and they were restrained by King George in their business pursuits.
Mm-hmm. Because they want to share. It's like a mafia operation. You want to do business in our town?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what it's going to take. But you know what somebody told me? I was talking to a couple of the residents, especially the business owners. One of them says, it's easy. It's easy, Max. What's wrong? I said, what do you mean it's easy? He says, you just give them some money.
Yeah, pay them off.
Yeah. You just got to pay them off. It's okay.
Right.
Yeah. Every little village is like that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, in fact, is in bed with each other.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's why they charged us the
$1,200.
That was part of the...
And they gave us a license.
Idea.
For $500.
And they gave us the license. They seem to not understand purposefully what we do. I think they actually do understand.
Well, unless they're total idiots or retarded in some way and not right. challenged. Sorry. Mentally challenged. Not retarded.
Well, what is that mob rule? Is that a mental challenge when you just go along with your colleagues?
It's about
when you circle the wagons, when you go, okay, we are on this road, we are fighting this battle, and we're doing it to win. This is our team. We are team players. We're going to do this right or wrong.
Yeah, that team stuff, you know, who's responsible? I get emails from the service team.
Mm.
Uh-huh. The service team, is that right? And then there's some kind of AL, artificial intelligence, talking to you. And at first I thought, oh, this is really interesting. Now I'm kind of insulted.
Well, we're being harassed.
Yeah.
This is harassment. This is discrimination. It's a lot of things that we've experienced before on a small scale, but they're pulling out the big guns, the cannons.
We just got a new passenger on the train.
All right.
Oh,
we got a Smokey.
Smokey.
Joining the FDR train. So, hey, Smokey, really? are you there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just want to say hi.
Hey.
Hi, Smokey.
How you doing, Smokey?
Happy Kink Month.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
All right. Well, we're celebrating Kink Month here in California, and we're talking about you crazy Texans. You got the crazy anti-abortion law. You got the crazy guy who's sacrificing people in his hotel room because the Bible told him to. And you got really nice people like Smokey here.
Like it's Smokey,
a
right.
big, yeah. big state, huh?
Yeah. Right?
Mm.
Not that big.
I
guess he knows those people. He knows all those people. Sorry, they live in your town.
The people you're talking about, I've never met them before. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
That's what I thought. But your hesitancy made me feel as though they could be the neighbors.
Yeah.
So
no,
what's going
no,
on,
no,
Smokey?
No, no, no,
what's
no.
up?
How you doing?
Well,
you performing?
Yeah, I'm still performing. I performed about 5 times this summer.
Ah.
That's more than me.
Yeah, I've been to the stupid...
Cool.
Well, been to the, you know, the COVID crap kind of let up here. I was able to get out and, you know, perform and stuff like that, and felt good to get back out there amongst it.
Yeah.
The COVID crap. Well, I hope you're staying safe.
Working on that.
Yeah, okay.
What are you doing down there now?
Oh, not much. Just hanging out and enjoying life. And
wow, good.
And when Monday night went and seen a couple of shows, that were actually one show. There's a turnout deal on Buddy Holly. I enjoyed that.
Cool.
And say hi to our new gal, Mel. We have a new gal named Mel. Mel. You always like our new gals.
Hi, Smokey.
Hi, Mel. How are you doing?
Good. How are you tonight?
How are you doing tonight, Miss Beautiful?
Yeah. Smokey's
a charmer. You're smoking,
Smokey.
He's a charmer,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. He does Elvis tributes.
Yeah, tributes. Right, right.
That's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
He's smoking.
Well, it's because I'm in front of adorable
people like
y'all.
And he's there in Texas, and he's a people pleaser.
Aww.
So there's kinks somewhere in the mix. All right. And with that, I'll say good night, Smokey.
Good night, Smokey.
Good night, Smokey.
Nice to meet you, Mel.
Nice to meet you.
And Captain.
You guys take
care. Captain X, keep Dr. Susie lined out now.
Okay, I'll try.
Keep me what?
Keep you what? Keep her what?
Keep Dr. Susie lined out. Keep her, you know.
Lined out?
Keep out of trouble.
Oh,
yeah, out
of trouble.
Trouble.
No,
oh, out of trouble,
like,
yeah.
Straight,
what's
like
trouble?
Line.
What's
you're
trouble,
so
Smokey?
We are always
that's
in trouble.
That's a very
imagine you're not
provocative request.
You know, the risk, keep her lined out, you know, keep her on the right track, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll keep her restrained.
I guess they know in Texas what that means. That means anti-abortion.
No, that ain't what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
That just means
keep
Dr. Susie lined out. Keep her out of, yeah, keep her
on
in line, more or less, you know. Yeah, you know, keep her in line.
Oh,
I got a whole Politburo trying to keep both of us in line.
Woman, you listen to me.
Right.
All right, so I keep.
That's how you do it. That's it, Captain Max. That's how to, you know, get her attention.
Okay.
See, I knew I wanted to hustle him off the show.
All right. Right. All right, so
he's trying, but he knew that too, so he tells
you
to keep me in line.
Right, but could you. Could you
put
tell
handcuffs
us,
on me?
You're trouble.
Could you tell us how great we are, at least? You know, like, really nice, cool people.
Yeah, you guys are great. I always enjoyed visiting with y'all and looking forward to coming back and seeing y'all. And I like, hope I get to meet Mal and hope I get to hang out with Abe and all this good stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Nice.
Yeah.
But I better be
and
kept in line. I'll keep you in line, Smokey, if you ever show up here again. You're going to get the cuffs right on you. And I'm going to make you sing. In fact, sing me a little song before you go. Just
what
a couple
do you want
bars.
To hear, beautiful?
Just a couple bars of
just
something.
Just a couple bars. Come on.
How about it? My throat sounds a little off, but I'll see what I can do. Do you want something fast or slow?
Fast.
Well, we're down in Louisiana, down in New Orleans. We're back up in the woods of the evergreen. Through the low cabin made of earth and wood. Yeah, they lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good.
Woo.
Never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play the guitar like a ring and a bell. Go, go,
go,
go, Johnny, go,
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 go, Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, be good.
Oh, Johnny, you be good.
Yeah.
Be good.
You stay in line, Johnny. All right. We love you, Smokey.
Smokey,
and we'll see you, talk to you, and commune with you later. Okay.
Good night now.
Sounds good.
All right.
Good night.
SFTP says problem
love
is
you, Mal.
People
love you too.
Play into the religious rhetoric and it becomes the focal point instead of background static. Ideally ignore them and respond only with science.
Who is this?
This is our friend SFTEXP. So I don't ignore anything.
No, I'm not.
But when he's saying to me, ideally ignore them and respond only with science.
Mm.
I mean, I don't believe them, but I don't ignore them.
Right.
And sometimes they do have a little bit of an effect on me. I'll explain right now. I want to first say thank goddess the Sandy Hook families won their lawsuit. Speaking of science and truth and fact, that there was this terrible mass murder in the Sandy Hook Elementary School. And Alex Jones had tried to call it a hoax and not only confused everybody, but also it's very offensive to the parents.
It's awful.
And calling them crisis actors and helping to spawn the maggot QAnon sense, all of it, which says that the election was fixed, which just screws around with our sense of reality. Mm-hmm. And you can ignore it, I guess, but you still have to grapple with people that believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're yelling things, they're marching, they're voting, they're controlling you, they're keeping away the vote, they're acting in our world. So I don't think we can ignore them. We kind of have to deal with it somehow. And also, we have to acknowledge where our everyday liberal culture makes them this way, or kind of contributes. For instance, this nonstop coverage of Gabby Petito.
Oh, man.
And we talked about that last week, and we have Gabby Petito syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, to a great extent, caused by the media. I mean, sorry that this girl was killed, most likely by her boyfriend, mm-hmm. though we really don't know. But we do know just that we're being bombarded with this story.
Yeah.
And it seems true, of course. And yet the QAnoners are saying that, yeah, it is involving crisis actors, which I have considered up until the other day to be just evil that they said that, and wondered why they would say that. And yet now I see Dog the Bounty Hunter.
What? What?
Is reporting on this thing on Fox TV.
Oh my gosh.
He looks like he needs a lot of sunscreen, that guy.
Yes,
I tell you.
Start.
It is a tragedy that has already become a farce.
Why is Doug the Bounty Hunter involved in this? He has no relation to nothing.
Yeah, like, it doesn't make sense.
I haven't studied it that much. He got involved and they accepted it.
Money and a
because
job.
Because people like me are going, what? He's doing that? Why? And a lot of people, more than me, are looking because it started to flag an interest, because nobody could find Brian Laundrie and his dirty laundry. And, of course, the poor Gabby Petito was obviously dead. There was no games that could be played. And so what else could revive this interest? What could get those precious eyeballs back? Well, Dog the Bounty Hunter, he saw his place to enter. I'm just seeing this not as a conspiracy, but simply that the media went, yeah, people want to watch this guy. I don't care if they don't take him seriously. It's the same with Trump. It's like, oh, yeah, people want to watch this guy. Let's show this guy because people want to watch him because he looks like he needs sunscreen. It's the same thing. Trump, Dog the Bounty Hunter. They get eyeballs, and then they get authority, and then they start to tell you what's going on.
Right.
And so you do wonder, what is going on? And I start to look at him right before the show. He's being played beautifully, I might say, really funny, by Pete Davidson on Saturday Night Live. All bets are off. This is a reality show with real reality, or not.
Really real.
I don't know.
As they say in America.
Maybe.
I mean, I thought the police were supposed to prevent crime, you know? I mean,
and then there's that.
There's a lot
that they didn't stop the crime.
They
That's
did not
just
stop
crazy.
The crime.
That's just crazy from the beginning that they didn't get this guy and let him go, okay, but put some bail on him so that somebody loses some money. Crazy they let him out. Anyway. All right. So reality is kind of crazy. Something funny. Before we go or talk about the things you should do once we do go, when you really should watch our throwback show, our first Kink Month kickoff with Lonnie Legend and Brock Doom and Dayton Rains, Biz Bonobo. Yeah, she was there. We had just a few people, and it was our first Kink Month, and we had such a good time. Stockroom. invented it, I guess. But we played it out with the mask, sexy mask. Of course, they didn't cover the face. Now your sexy mask should cover your face and help you to get kinky. Have fun with it. Yes, indeed. So somebody that does get kinky with their masks is Grimes, Elon Musk's soon-to-be ex, because they are splitting up. Wow. Which,
what, really?
I might mention anyway, because we do talk about him when we talk about our billionaire space dicks. Because, of course, Bezos's little rocket ship looked like his chode. And we talk about Elon Musk. And Grimes, I go back and forth with her. She's sexy. She's kind of clever and hot and interesting. But, of course, she's married to him, so bad taste, I guess. But anyway, they're splitting up. And now Grimes is walking around L.A., reading Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto.
Interesting.
I don't know how staged it is. It's somewhat staged. The pictures are very nice. They do not seem at all...
It also looks like a PR
random
operation.
Yes. But she might actually be reading it.
She might, yeah. No, absolutely.
Or like
so.
It. Anyway, she seems to be advertising it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a little bit like Tax the Rich on AOC's ass. It's just something to put out there. Does it cheapen the message that these, you know, fashion hotties are doing it? I guess, but it gets the message out there.
Exactly.
It does, and that's important. We need these messages. We need socialism. We need to pass that damn infrastructure bill. That's the least we need to do.
Release money into the economy and pay it back a little later, like you do yourself personally every month. Now you'll have a little more money, you know,
because more money for the people and housing for the people, both to work, to live, to be. And one of the things I want to talk about next week are these absentee landlords, the empty buildings all over the world that China doesn't want for itself, and yet there are Chinese people doing it all over the world. I look to China for how we should be in some ways, not always, but certainly we shouldn't have all these absentee buildings. Land is sacred. It should be something special that people actually use. It should be something people inhabit.
I'm really always thrilled to do this as a like an old person with no pockets in his shirt. Fuck. Yeah, just put that there in my beer. And we do this all, we don't have any communist funding. We don't have any ideological funding. In fact, everybody tries to stay away from us because we shoot pretty straight, you know, right?
Got good aim.
Isn't that?
Well, I'm a little kinky myself.
Yeah, and of course, Dr. Susie is a little kinky. Mm-hmm. Oh,
just a little. I don't think I'm extreme kinky.
No, I know.
I'm looking right now at a scene from our Kink Month kickoff that you should watch after this show is over at drsusanblock.com/live and our other channels. And it shows Dayton Rains imitating the Monica Lewinsky scene with Bill Clinton, for those of you who are watching Impeachment. This is a scene they won't show on American Crime Story. And that is when Monica actually smokes that cigar out of her pussy. Yeah, baby. And I am looking at this beautiful picture of Dayton Rains with her nails freshly done as she smokes a nice Cuban stogie out of that pussy.
And is that free, right? That's
and
free?
And it is free to watch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of our content is free.
Curling around.
Our writings are free. A lot of our photos are free.
Yeah.
Try to be, you know, a...
it is a smoking hot show.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm smoking, yeah, and then...
She is smoking it like Winston Churchill. If Winston Churchill were to be reincarnated as a vagina.
So before we leave, if you like us, if you hate us, that's fine. That's no problem. There's lots of channels for you. But if you love us everywhere. And hey, a lot of the content is free. If you want to donate something, thank you. If not, thank you also.
And I see Tammy's on that show, and she also rides the Mad X bike. Lonnie Legend. It's quite a show. And it's Kink Month, so do celebrate.
Kink it up.
And if you are not sure how to share your kink or explore your kink, perhaps you do need some kink-positive therapy. Not all kinks are that easy to explore.
It's a little bit like a last frontier for many people.
Kink. Yes. For some people.
Yeah.
Some people, like our friend Gabe there, he was right at it. Yeah. He just had it, and then he wanted it again. He thought he'd ask his girlfriend. She didn't do so great with it, but she tried.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going to try again.
Okay.
Guiding her.
And we're going to get him some socks, right?
And I told him not to be grabby.
If you want to,
the socks. He wasn't shy.
If you got some nice socks, send them over so I can send it to this guy. This is like Dr. Susie's happiness exchange.
Absolutely.
Guy
one thing
sex.
I appreciate about a lot of young people, and I would say 21 is young, you know, you feel comfortable with your kinks more so than the generations before.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's great, and that you negotiate sharing them with your partners and practicing consensual kink. So if you do have any trouble with that, or if you just want to explore fantasies that are kinky, you want kink hypnosis, kink positive therapy, then, well, here I am.
She is.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are. Yes.
Here we are.
Therapists without borders.
Anyway, I love you. And don't forget to visit our new e-commerce store.
Yeah.
And or join us in Bonoboville, where there's some interesting folks, you know, and a lot of freedom, a lot of freedom.
And also check out where we are going to link to the articles by the Pasadena Star News and LA Daily News with our responses. You take care of yourself and your kinks. You be good.
And we'll be right here defending them.
In line.
Yes.
Don't let anybody keep you in line.
Yeah.
Unless it's a consenting dom-sub relationship.
Keep you in line, baby.
Where they're keeping you in line.
And online.
And certainly only let them keep you online if you're having a good time. And don't stay online too long. Get out.
Yes.
Get away.
Get away. Woo. Like, run away.
But when you're there, look us up, okay? We're here online all the time, actually. But it's bad for you, actually, to stay online all the time. We're struggling with it ourselves.
Get offline, yeah.
We try to get offline as human beings and do our yoga or have sex, take a nap. And then we have the city conspiring against us so that we have to be working all the time at the internet.
Yeah, and how we need to...
It is...
How long we can work or...
Inhumane.
That's not... This is not the Arcadia I know.
Mm-hmm. We are Bonobo. Yeah.
We don't want to go back to the times you were a concentration place.
No.
Yeah.
Damn. No, I'm concentrating. I definitely concentrate.
Concentrating.
Yeah, it was... you know, that's where they held right here. A lot of Asian Americans.
Oh, so they have the prisons ready for us.
you gotta be careful.
Anyway, we're for consenting kink, and we do promote that. We are kink positive. we are not for this nonsense of telling us we can only do this or that, when what we're doing is not illegal. Of course, we are law-abiding citizens, and we are also code-abiding. So let's be good neighbors. And y'all should be good neighbors. Y'all should be good in general and happy in general. We're not always happy. And certainly I am not always happy. I admit that. And yet I try to be happy. And mostly I am happy. And mostly you should be happy. Don't be so happy you won't kill anybody, okay? So a little unhappy where you cry is okay. You cry a little, that's okay. But mostly be happy.
Right.
And try not to hurt anybody, even when you're unhappy, see? You can be unhappy and then you just cry, but don't hurt anybody, including yourself, okay? Don't be so happy you start, like, killing yourself or something, okay? Don't hurt yourself. Although, if you're going to do that, don't kill everybody else, okay? Just yourself. It's a dance we do, we good people. I try to be good. It's hard, but be good, be happy. Try not to hurt anybody, including yourself. Make like bonobos, see? That's my primate view. You look at the bonobo way and you try to be a bonobo. Female empowered.
By the way, get the book.
And peace.
It's a good book.
Through pleasure. And male well-being. And it's in the book. And good sex. Very good sex.
Right,
kinky.
Sex.
Kinky sex. And no war, no murder, which is unusual among primates. Anyway, make like bonobos, not baboons, although it's funny, there is one baboon tribe that became bonobo, and it's in the book, The Bonobo Way, the story of that tribe. But mostly baboons are violent assholes, like a lot of humans we know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, don't be like them. Be like bonobos. Make love, not war. Make love, even if it's kinky love, to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.